Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. On July 4th, we in America will celebrate Independence Day. There'll be fireworks, baseball games, and many cookouts. We will no doubt hear many patriotic songs, including the Battle Hymn of the Republic and the Star-Spangled Banner. Now, another famous patriotic song that I'm sure we will hear will be this one, God Bless America, God Bless America. At almost every Atlanta Braves home game during what is called the seventh inning stretch, opera singer Timothy Miller gives an awe-inspiring rendition of God Bless America. Hearing Timothy Miller sing it can give you goosebumps. Now, God Bless America is a rather short song, but its message is quite clear. The song makes requests for God to bless America, to stand by America, and to guide America. Now, personally, I believe that God has blessed America. I think God has, over history, stood by America. And I think God is still willing to guide America, but we as Americans must listen for and obey that guidance. Yes, there is no doubt that God has blessed America. We as a nation have been recipients of numerous and assorted blessings throughout our history. Question: are we appreciative of our blessings, or do we take them for granted? Now, I want you to contemplate on something Jesus said in Luke 12:48. Jesus said this, quote, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." We as a country have been given much, there is no doubt. But what are we doing with our blessings? And friends, consider this. We as individual Christians have been given much. We've been given salvation, the knowledge of the loving God, the words of life, and an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. According to Jesus, being as we have been given a lot is expected of us. Again, what are we doing with the blessings we receive from God? Are we sharing these blessings with others? Are we sharing the gospel with others? And are we making any positive change or influence on those around us? Think about it. Let us pray. Father God, it is with deep appreciation that we thank you for the blessings we have received from you. Inspire us to be productive servants of yours with all that you give to us. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.